And now, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show presents Phil Hendry, one-on-one with Dr. Ed Elcott. Phil Hendry has interviewed some of the top names in all of politics, culture, and entertainment. And today, he interviews one of the leading spokespeople of Elcott The Next Step, the new way of seeing life by shedding ego. Now, with his one-on-one with Dr. Ed Elcott, here on The Phil Hendry Show.
Go!
Is Phil Hendry. Okay, thanks a lot, Bones Offerdahl, and welcome everybody to...
Who?
Bones
Offerdahl's the new announcer.
Bones Offerdahl, thank you very much. And welcome to our one-on-one. Dr. Elcott, how are you? I met Bones Offerdahl coming in. He's a good man.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Ed Elcott, we're one-on-one with today, folks, and this is long overdue, Dr. Elcott. People have been wanting to hear from you. They've been wanting to hear me interview you, and you know, and there's a lot happening having to do... You sounded off a little bit here on Twitter.
I did, yes.
I don't have the what you call the verification checkmark, the blue checkmark that I understand gives everyone a sort of a currency... gives everyone a standing, a currency, or a credibility. I don't have that. What I only have are my very humble 1,400, what is it, Bud?
Yeah, you, Dr. Elcott, you have 1,500 and 1,492.
What does that mean? I don't understand what that means. You have 1,492 followers, Dr. Elcott, and you're following... None.
That is because at Elcott The Next Step, we are not allowed our ego. Deflating the ego is what Elcott The Next Step is all about. And so we're not allowed to follow other people as if we're following around behind them like a dog would follow around behind someone who is effervescent. What we say is effervescent is someone who has had a rough night and their pants might be halfway down their leg.
Yes, I was going to say halfway down the leg, so that when a dog is following them, obviously.
But the dog's following to sniff it.
Okay, no extracurricular comments here. I'm talking to Dr. Elcott.
Well, what about me? You know, we can talk. Okay, but I mean, Bud, you're talking about...
No, what I'm saying, Bud, when one... In Elcott The Next Step, when we say a man is effervescent, we're saying he has imbibed... to the rare extreme that his happiness has been achieved, but he is now physically deflated. In other words, he's hungover.
Okay, you know,
yes, he's hungover. And when a dog follows around a man like that, chances are the pants are halfway down.
All right, we get the picture.
All right. Okay, so that having been said, having followers, yes, we don't want to have, we don't want to follow anyone around, because the ego has been deflated, it's been dried, turned to dust, and blown off the kitchen sink, as we like to say, blown off the kitchen sink counter, as we say in Elcott The Next Step. So to follow people is not something that shows we have ego. It shows that we're respectful of other people's ego, that we wouldn't follow them around like a dog follows around a guy with the pants halfway down. You understand what I'm saying?
I think I get it. So in other words, you're doing the potential person being followed a favor by not following them.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right.
So in other words, it would be insulting to them.
It would insult... in Elcott The Next Step, we believe following someone on Twitter is insulting to that person, because they would look and see, oh, look, Dr. Ed Elcott's following me. No, that depresses me. And
but why would you consider that to be a positive thing?
Because, again, the goal in Elcott The Next Step, Phil, as I've said many times, and I don't mind repeating it, is the deflation, the minimization, the ultimate turning to dust of the fragmentation and disintegration of ego, so that it is, yes, figuratively speaking, blown from the window ledge of a kitchen somewhere in a poor neighborhood into an alley where it is then sniffed by a dog and ignored.
All right, yeah.
Thank you, Bud.
Yeah. You understood that, Bud?
Yeah, I did.
So, all right, you didn't understand that. The bigger issue here is you didn't understand that.
No, I think I understand, Dr. Elcott. So,
the goal of Elkhart, the next step, as you say, is the disintegration of ego to the point where it is something that gets blown off the ledge of a kitchen window in a poor neighborhood into an alley, and it's ignored by a dog.
Yeah, starving dog.
Yes, a starving dog, yes. Wow, that, okay. That doesn't leave a whole lot of room for pride.
Oh, I should say, yes, it does. It gives us great pride to be able to say that my ego, and that is my investment, my interest, my trivial and irritating and boring interest in myself is now non-existent, and I have turned my focus outward. I see the world clearly now. It is not clouded, if you will. It is not what we call obfuscated. It is not, as we like to say in Elkhart, there's not a spray or a mist. There's not a fog. There's not the clouding. There is neither the fetid clouding of one who has had probably far too much in terms of a Latin-flavored food.
Well, what does that mean?
I think you know what I'm saying.
Sir, is he talking about kind of fart?
I didn't say... It's not... What do you mean if you're not talking about breaking wind? I mean, we've had an awful lot of shows around here.
Yes, I wish we would elevate the discourse just a little bit.
Well, I'm trying. I'm saying to you that when we diffuse ego, we no longer are seeing through any fog or any vapor. And so the vapor that so many of us deal with in life, that is the foul, fetid vapor that comes off the human form, whether by way of gas from the digestive tract coming up through the esophagus and out the mouth, or gas from the lower intestinal tract that exits through the, if you will, rectum, that is, yes, a welcome relief. There's no question that it's a welcome relief. But is it received in a welcoming fashion by those who are standing out in the exterior? Of course not. They resent it. They resent it violently. And what we are saying is, we are walking through life neither expelling gas that offends people behind us.
Well, but... This is a long way to run to say that,
well, what do you mean a long way to run?
You're saying, Dr. Elkhart, in other words, that you go through life seeing clearly.
Yes, exactly. We go through life seeing clearly. But we don't, you said it like that, like it's no big thing. It took me years to figure that out.
Yeah, but it's true. You go through life and you see clearly.
That's what he just said, yeah.
Okay, all right.
We have Dr. Ed Elkhart with us here. It's one-on-one with Dr. Ed Elkhart. Now, here's the thing that we wanted to talk about. You mentioned, Dr. Elkhart, that you had lost 100 followers on Twitter.
Ah, yes. This is something I want... Okay, now, if you don't mind.
Now, this is... Yeah, you're right. This is something that you'd like to talk about. I'd like to talk about it. I think a lot of people would, because ever since...
No, hold on. You mentioned this man, Mr. Monk. Is it Elo Monk?
No, his name is Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. Okay, I had that wrong. I thought I was told by the Arbuckle.
Now, this Arbuckle, we'll get into that.
Yeah, let's. We're going too far afield. We'll talk about Arbuckles and growing wheat and all that.
The Arbuckle said what? I had an Arbuckle tell me, Dr. Ed Elkhart, that the man's name was Elon Nut. And I wrote that out in a tweet on the Twitter. On the Twitter platform. Now, I lost 100 followers, and I was told that that was as a result of Elon Musk taking over, buying the Twitter platform, and purging it, is my understanding, of so-called bots. Can someone tell me what a bot is, Bud?
Yeah, a bot is an automatic account. It's a computerized account that responds to certain algorithms and follows people and makes a lot of, you know, bad cunts, tells everybody they stink.
Well, that's not exactly it. A bot is something that's in place, an account on Twitter, and they have them on Facebook, or at least they did. I don't know if they have them anymore. That is there's not a real person behind this. There is a program behind these bots, a computer program, and these bots go out. They have names. Sometimes they don't have names. You know, they have, you know, names like Billy or I don't know.
Well, what are you talking about? I don't even understand this.
A bot, it's not a real person, Dr. Elkhart. So the 100 followers that were probably purged by Elon Monk, not Elon,
it's Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, what's the problem?
I ain't got a problem. I got no special problem, General.
All right. Listen, I don't want to step in the middle of anything, you know.
Yeah, you know, everything's fine. You're not stepping in the middle of anything. Don't worry about it. I can handle him.
Oh, is that right? Look at, hold the phone. Now, let's be friends here.
I apologize. I'm saying that
Elon Musk. If I got to say the name myself and forbid you guys from saying it, I'll do that. Okay, no, wait, hold on. His name is Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Elon Musk, when he took over the Twitter platform, and he bought it.
I understand he did. He bought, it was quite expensive, correct?
$44
billion. Yes, that...
yeah, that'll buy a whole lot of tacos, you know? Yeah, I'll get a whole lot of tacos down at Taco Town.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, I've never been to Taco Town.
Well, you haven't been to Taco Town, huh?
No, I have not been to Taco Town. But
it doesn't exist. They're making it up.
Sorry, we just... Well,
you know, it's one thing to have to deal with an Arbuckle. It's something else to have to deal with a Hebuckle.
What is a Hebuckle?
The Hebuckle is the human version of the imp-like Arbuckle. In your case... you're the Hebuckle. Margaret, if she were to bedevil me, if you will, if she were to be Arbuckle me, she'd be a She-Buckle.
Well, I don't want to be-buckle you, as in...
As in bedevil?
Yes, as in bedevil, only in our
faith and in our view of life. We don't even call our... We don't have a religion. It's not a faith. We call it our view. We call it our... What we call putting two eyeballs on the problem and coming away with one. And that's a good thing. Because when you put two eyeballs on a problem and you unify your vision and you unify your purpose, you put two eyeballs on it, you come away with one eyeball smack dab in the middle of your forehead, figuratively speaking, of course.
What? Like a cyclops.
Well, you know, to be perfectly honest, many of us in Ilkot the Next Step dream of a time, perhaps many years into the future, when, yes, we'll walk around with just one eye in the center of our head. And some of our younger people thought that this could be attained by watching too much television.
You guys someday want to have just one eye in the middle of your forehead?
Yes.
Yes. Well, what's... Okay, and that
is the unification of vision. Now, unifying the vision, which is what we would like to do, and I forgot what we were talking about now.
We were talking about the Hunter...
Oh, yes, my followers.
Yeah, let's get back to the topic here.
The 100 followers that you lost.
Yeah, the 100 followers. Now, you say this is because of the bot. These are automatic. Now, I find that to be, at once,
I find it to be refreshing, and I feel as if a ripe, fresh mist has just punched up from a ground level like a flower and is informing my nasal passages. That's how refreshing that is. On the other end of the stick, I feel as if someone has what we call an Ilkot the Next Step, how do you do new footwear? And basically what that means is someone has taken a boot, a shoe, or a sandal, or a slip-on, and buried it into...
Into your crotch. Kick you in the balls.
I don't... I really hate that kind of crudidity. You know?
All right, but that's what you're...
How do you do new footwear? How do you do footwear, yes. So when someone, how do you do footwear is me... They have, so when I lose 100 followers, it's almost as if it's a how do you do footwear, but it's also a freeing, a demisting, a devaporing. It is a freeing. So people have said, I don't want to follow you, Dr. Ilkot, because what you got to say, you know, it's not interesting to at least 100 people. To at least 100. Now, when you tell me these are bots...
Yes, these are bots that probably the accounts were suspended or otherwise eradicated by Mr. Monk, or I'm sorry, Mr. Monk,
Mr. Monk.
Mr. Monk.
You guys know what his name is. It's Musk.
Oh, my God, Phil.
God, Phil, what are you doing? Were you talking to Margaret like that? My God, Phil, you...
Yeah, this happens all the time on this show. You know what this man's name is. I know what his name is, but this one here, Bud...
Oh, yeah, blame me.
Well...
I'm afraid I'm the one that kicked it off when I called him Eli, now I forget what I called him. We're calling him Elon Musk. That's his name.
Right. Elon Musk, when he got rid of these accounts, these are bots, and so that's why so many of these following counts are down. Phil, you're down what?
I'm down like 300. 300 people. Well, it could be people, it could be bots, we don't know. But I mean, there's been a definite shift of, or there's been a definite loss of followers in a lot of accounts. All right, now I tweeted, I said, I lost 100 followers. This is what I put on Tweenman.
Twitter.
I'm sorry, on Twitter. I lost 100 followers. Was that, did someone, it sounds like someone just allowed vapor out the back door.
What do you mean, cut a fart?
Yes.
No, that's the chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a squeaky chair, and we got to get rid of it.
Yeah, well, you know, you want to lay, as soon as you want to lay some of the cabbage on me, I'll run out.
Yeah, I'll get some cabbage for you, man. What do you mean by cabbage? Money. Oh, because in Ilkot, the next step, cabbage is a sex act. A sex act?
What does that mean? What kind of a sex act? I don't want to ask.
No, when you say cabbage, the woman simply flips around.
All right, I get it.
So, but you just say to her, okay, cabbage. And she gets up and turns around.
Right, I got it. I got it.
So where was I?
Talking about losing 100 followers
talking about losing 100 followers. Yeah. So Mr. Monk, so I lost 100 followers. Now you've lost 300. And this is, now, when I tweeted that out, I was completely unburdened by ego. And I said, I lost 100 followers. I don't care ultimately because I have no ego over such trivialities. But still in all, you wonder if Mr. Monk is what I call Mr. Musk isn't punishing people for disloyalty or freedom of thought. And what do you think that is about?
I don't know. I mean, the jury's out. There's a lot of people who are saying, Phil, you're verified on Twitter. And a lot of people who are verified are saying they should not be verified and you should leave Twitter. What's your comment on that?
Whoa. Dr. Ilkot, I'm the one that's getting to say...
I'm sorry, Dr. Ilkot, but I got ahead of myself.
I simply was saying, and we can get to Phil and his... Well, I'm sorry, Doc, but I, you know, I do have a verified account, and so some people are asking these questions. Yeah, okay, that's great. I don't have a verified account, and I might as well say it. I spent a good 6 months and a lot of sweat and a lot of ball sweat.
What's that?
No, nothing. They sound disappointed.
Yes, I'm disappointed because I
sweated your nuts off.
You know what? Forgive me, Margaret. I did. I sweated my balls off trying to get verified. Yes, and Mr. Henry is now going, hee hee hee.
Well, look, Dr. Ilkot, we don't take, you know, we don't think it's funny that you are attempting to solidify. Not your standing, because you are egoless, but the standing of Ilkot, the next step, by verification.
That is precisely what I was trying to do. I was trying to solidify, to anchor, and to cement in the Ilkot, the next step name on Twitter, and give it a credulity that would then attract, magnetize first, and then attract followers who are interested in the Ilkot, the next step program. Now, I said on Twitter. Okay, man, Twitter.
But it is Twitter, Dr. Ilkot.
I apologize. I said on Twitter, I lost 100 followers. I don't care ultimately because I have no ego over such trivialities. But is Mr. Musk punishing people for the disloyalty? That is important.
I think it is too. No, I don't believe it is. I think not now. I think that he's, you know, there's a purging of bots, and this has been a thing that Elon Musk has been. He's had a thing about bots for years.
Well, and that's cool. I mean, I'm glad he does. He's probably been harassed by them, and I think what's important though. And the thing that he did say was...
Wait, hold on, Truman. You a fan of this guy or something?
Yeah, what's going on, Phil? You like this guy? What do you mean, do I like the guy?
Well, you're sitting there talking him up. Phil, you seem very forgiving of him.
Wait a minute. I'm saying, let's just talk in objective terms. When Musk says that he wants to get rid of phony baloney accounts, especially people that are pretending they're someone else, I agree with that. What's wrong with that? Well, of course, if someone says that they're Dr. Ed Ilkot, I'm Dr. Ed Ilkot. But if someone were to claim that they're Dr. Ed Ilkot, they would be Dr. Ed Ilkot. I have no ego.
In other words, you let people say that they're you.
They are certainly free. I'm not going to encourage it. But if someone calls themselves Dr. Ed Ilkot,
then they are Dr. Ed Ilcott. Now, what it is that they are pursuing, who they are, who they am, and who am they, that is their business and their business alone, given the fact that I am egoless, and I, as we say, I couldn't give a short pretend Tootsie Roll, even if someone was going to take it and swing it around like a lasso. Now, that is Ilcottian. Hold on.
Yeah.
That's Ilcott for I couldn't give a pretend Tootsie Roll as a turd, if you will.
Oh, okay.
And swing it like a lasso. I'm talking about my... What's so funny?
You're talking about your penis.
Yes. All right. I'm very curious. What do you find so amusing?
Well, these terms that Ilcott the Next Step uses, you know, are funny. They're just funny.
Well, they may be funny. They help us communicate with each other, and they help us avoid the dirtying ourselves in the dirt pile of dirt land, which is what we call the planet Earth. And dirtying ourselves in the dirt pile of dirt land means we don't get down in the gross and base affairs of man. We allow that to just blow over top of us like a dust storm. Okay, Well, Mr. Henry's here shaking his head and shrugging his shoulders like I'm something that just crawled out of a hole in a tree. And I find that very, very insulting.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I don't mean to insult you, Dr. Ilcott. Let me get back to this tweet, because this is what we're talking about here is Twitter. But I want to know about you. You have the verification account. I want to know whither goes that. Where are you going with that? Where am I going with my verified Twitter account? I'm verified on two platforms. Facebook pages... and Twitter.
Are you verified on Instagram or TikTok?
No.
You're not? Okay. No, not on the... What is it?
John, talk to me.
Hey, look, you're doing that on purpose now.
Okay.
It's TikTok.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Maybe someday, who knows, if I sell a billion albums or I write a big book or something. So far, I'm just kind of a radio funny guy, and that's gotten me verified on Twitter and on Facebook. But... what is your question?
Well, I want to know, are you going to take a stand as I recognize this young woman, Morgan Murphy? Do you know her? Oh, Morgan is a brilliantly talented writer and the producer of Two Broke Girls.
Yeah, Morgan's a funny, funny person. But she made that statement. She said that verification artificially inflated people's personalities. Well, it's an interesting take. When one has a blue check mark, people are... as we say in Ilcott the Next Step, people have their eyeballs tugged toward it and are force-fed an impression that that person is in thin air, meaning they are so high up and elevated, they're breathing very thin air. Okay, your eyeballs are tugged toward it, and now you believe they're in thin air. My eyeballs are tugged toward a verification. Yes, when you see the blue check mark. So people have their eyeballs taken and drawn toward your thin air. Are you in thin air? We don't know. Do you feel as if you are? Not really, no. Okay, then you probably shouldn't even have a blue check mark. But be that as it may.
Well, the blue check mark gives people as you like to say, Dr. Ilcott, a credulity, right?
Yes, it gives people the credulity and the crudibudity. Now, that is a word we use in Ilcott.
How many different words have you gotten, Ilcott, the Next Step?
We have a glossary. I'd be happy to direct your attention to it.
Okay.
What is crudibudity? Crudibudity is the crudidity, or crudity, combined with... booty, combined with the slang of booty. So when one has the crudibudity, one is crudely eyeballing the big rear end of ego. And that's really what the verification... one is eyeballing the big rear end of ego.
Yes,
because that's what a verified account is. You get the big rear end, and everyone's staring at it, looking it up and down. And then you turn around, and what do you look like? You look like Minnie Pearl with buck teeth. What is so funny?
Dr. Ilcott, what you're saying is when someone has a verified account, it inspires crudibudity.
Yes, it inspires the crudibudity of the viewer. That is, the person believes they're looking at something with a big rear end, a very attractive, something that's attractive.
All right.
But when that individual, that attractive individual with the big rear end and a lot of promise, okay, because you're walking down the street, you see the big ass. Okay, I'll say it. You're thinking, as you said earlier before the show started, man, don't do it, you know.
Well, no, you're saying, I hope.
Yes, you're saying, I hope and pray. And when they turn around and they have the face of Minnie Pearl, crudibility kicks in.
Oh, so crudibility is being let down.
Yes, absolutely. That's what the verified account is. It's crudibility. You're attracted to the big ass. Then when it turns around with the buck teeth of Minnie Pearl, see these guys now. Ladies and gentlemen, what's happening now is Mr. Hendry's laughing, Bob Dickman's laughing, even Margaret Gray.
I have to say, Dr. Elcott, I've always been entertained by the Elcott The Next Step terminology.
Yeah, do you get a glossary?
You could sell the glossary.
No, I would never dare sell a glossary of the refined and the elegant and the sanctified terms that we use in Elcott The Next Step. How dare you?
Well, Doctor,
how dare you say something? Dr. Elcott, sir, I've got to walk that off. Dr. Elcott's walking it off. We apologize, sir. We would never, you know.
Well, I know that, Phil, but here, I'll sit.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been so Buster Brown about it.
Now, what does that mean, Buster Brown?
Well, who wears Buster Browns?
Little kids.
Right. I shouldn't have been a little kid. Oh, okay. You're being childish. Yes. I shouldn't have been Buster Brown. Okay. All right. We're going to be right back here with more from Dr. Elcott. We'll talk about verification, and you're saying I should give it up.
You should give up your verification for the very reasons that were articulated in the tweed made by Miss Murphy.
All right. We'll be right back. World Famous Phil Hendry Show.
The World Famous Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by the World Famous Phil Hendry Show website. You get 50,000 plus hours of some of the greatest radio and digital content that the world has ever known. Hi, everybody. I'm Bud Dickman, producer and co-host on a Phil Hendry Show panel each and every day, Monday through Friday, and sometimes Saturday, too. We invite you to be on the Phil Hendry Show website and enjoy it with a Backstage Pass. It's less than $10 a month for $10. It's less than $7 a month it's less than $10 a month for 1 month. It's less than $7 a month for a year, but you got to buy the whole year. And that's the thing that confuses. They'll go, well, what? We'll say, no, you got to buy the whole year.
Dickman.
Wait a minute, man.
Sorry.
You got to buy the whole year. And then you'll go, oh, wow, look at this. I bought a whole year. It's less than $7 a month, what I bought for the whole year.
The World Famous Phil Hendry Show website and Backstage Pass. Put them all together and what do you got?
Whee! Yeah, all right.
At philhendryshow.com. Welcome back. Phil Hendry Show here at philhendryshow.com and, of course, our website. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Backstage Pass family, for being with us and all of you guys that are kind of hanging. We have with us Dr. Ed Elcott from Elcott The Next Step, and you hear him every Sunday, and you'll have a show. Now, a lot of the shows that we're hearing are repeats.
Yes, they are, Phil, and there's a good reason for that. We did an awful lot in terms of programming the Elcott The Next Step Initiate program that were heard by very few people in the early days of our association with you, and we'd like them to be heard by more people, and so there's been more of a highlighting. And I had said to not only Bud Dickman and to David G. Hall, but also Box Patterdy and Skip Nickleby, two of your associates.
Yeah, they're in our sales department.
Yes.
That I would like to reassert, and that is to stick in and pull out a new Elcott The Next Step for Sundays, and they were affable and amenable to that.
Now, when you say stick in and pull out, that's another...
Well, this is Elcottian. These are terms we use, and to stick in and pull out is to say... Well,
you see...
You just say, hey, yeah, I shouldn't have...
Oh, I'm sorry, but it's, in other words...
To achieve a little bit of a thrill.
Yes, a bit of a thrill, but one that hopefully will bear fruit someday with real love and children.
All right, yeah.
Thank you. All right. Welcome back anyway, folks, to the Phil Hendry Show. I hope you got out and voted today. Be a part of the democratic process, and be a part of the democratic process by saving democracy. We have Dr. Well, that was very political, wasn't it?
No, that's all I'm going to say. We have Dr. Ed Elcott with us.
You can be political because that other guy, Colin Clownherd.
Colin Clownherd?
You mean Colin Cowherd? I'm not going to...
No comment. Thank you very much. So,
well, what did Colin Cowherd say?
He said whatever he said. It was on Twitter, and he's verified, and so am I. So, you know, yeah. Now, this is what we're talking about. When a guy's got that blue check mark, everybody listens to him. I guess. I've seen blue check marks that have, like, 3,000 followers. I've seen blue check marks that have 2 million. I don't know why someone gets a blue check mark.
Well, when I went to the offices of Elcott, the next step's Blowhorn, which is our term for a lawyer, and had them contact Twitter to find out why we wouldn't be verified, and they made some statement that the personality has to be known in politics and culture and religion and this sort of thing. And I said, you know what? Put a thumb in it and wiggle it a little bit. And they said, you're right.
What does that mean?
It means never mind. It means give it up?
Sort of, yeah.
Dr. Elcott, I'd appreciate if you'd use a little more, some language we understand. I apologize, Phil. I do tend to fall into Elcottian or Elcotta, which is different from the Elcotta. The Elcotta is another word that we use for the big thick one, although the Elcotta is actually the content. The big thick one is the book. The Elcotta is the content.
So if I have the big thick one, I'm reading Elcotta.
Yes, exactly. You're reading Elcotta in the big thick one.
What's Elcotta? What's Elcotta?
Elcotta is simply the use of terminology beyond the Elcotta. That is, you don't have the big thick one anywhere near you. In fact, you're at least 200 yards away from it. And you're at least 200 yards away, therefore, from the Elcotta. But you are speaking Elcotta, but it's Elcotta.
Yeah? Nothing, I'm sorry.
Dr. Elcott, you got kind of challenging there.
Well, you know, Margaret, I appreciate you, and I do like everyone on the show, but sometimes people want to step right up. People want to step to me, you know.
Well, Dr. Elcott, I got no problem.
Gentlemen and ladies, let's be nice, okay? We're having a nice little meeting here.
Well, I don't like this idea of...
I just felt as if you were challenging me, Margaret. I've had a tough week.
I know you've had a tough week. What with the bots getting purged off of your page, and the other thing that we haven't even spoken about, and I don't want to get too into it, it's very, very important, though, is the fact that you were thinking you were going to be elevated to Overlord this summer, and it didn't happen.
No, it did not happen. And this was something that I felt was of no fault of my own. I am a member of the founding family of Elcott the Next Step. Yes, my great-great-grandfather is Heaver or Heavener Elcott, depending upon what state you're in.
Why does that depend on the state?
Because Elcott the Next Step was created in Indiana, as far as we know. That's when he was Heaver. And then he came to California. Then he went to upstate New York as Heavener, came to California as Heaver, and went to Hawaii as Heaver, and then went back to Wampanoag, New York as Heavener.
Why was he changing his name?
Because, for the obvious reason, because...
Women.
Yes, I hate to say it, but yes, my great-great-grandfather, while a brilliant man, did like to idle, as we say, idle in the dressing room, assisting, quote-unquote, women in changing their underwear, quote-unquote.
Idle in the dressing room, assisting women, that means having an affair.
Yes, that's...
Dr. Ed Elcott is...
Phil, if you wouldn't mind, I have great respect and affection for you, Phil, I'd like to say, but when you go idle in the... and you're asking questions like I'm some kind of a nincompoop, I don't mean to say that. I just, you know, some of it's a little strange.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
How long have I been on your platform, Phil? Many years. Of course it's strange. I'm strange. I'm weird. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. I used to be an actor in pornographic movies.
Dr. Elcott, there's no need to cry.
I just, you know...
You had a rough time with this Erica Dorton, I know.
Yes, that was another thing. Getting that all untangled. Rita Facit is the headmistress at a school in Corona, California. I don't care if she calls herself Erica Dorton or not. I knew her as Rita Clementine Facit.
Well, that name Facit can't be real.
She had her name legally changed.
Oh, my bitch.
She absolutely did.
Well, then why is she Erica Dorton?
Because obviously you can't be the headmistress at a kid's school with the name Rita Clementine Facit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's...
All right, so let's talk about the fact that you're not an overlord.
I'm not an overlord because of the fact that the overlords have been afraid of allowing me full flotation, thinking I'd have too much power. They were even going to assign me the new overlord name of Funstick Williamson, which would what we call punkify me.
Now, why is that punkifying?
Because most of the overlord names are names that have a bit more of a stature, have more credibility in the alley near the garbage cans. That is more credibility with the overlords.
You call it in the alley near the garbage cans?
Yes. That's what I call it.
All right.
And so the name Funstick Williamson would make me the object of scorn and, as I say, quote, punkify me. So I instead chose the name Huggy Boy Balboar. Was that another area of contention?
That was another.
When I called myself, I said, overlords, I present myself for full flotation and elevation. I, therefore, am Huggy Boy Balboar. And then I turned to my right and bowed to no one, turned to my left and bowed to no one, walked to a mirror and bowed to myself, and then put my fist through the mirror, which is our way of saying, ego no more, ego no more.
Go away, ego.
Yes, go away, ego. Come and play another day.
All right. And this is the actual words you use.
These are the words you use. And then the overlords, in the person of One Eye Westerford, said, we're sorry, Dr. Elcott, but this year you're dry docked. And I said, in other words, there's no air in my bag. And they said, grounded. And I turned and strode out and got a cup of coffee.
There's no air in your bag means what?
He's not elevated. I'm not elevated. And I said, grounded. And they coughed three times and put their fingers in their noses.
What?
Okay, I said I'd get up and leave, Phil, if I was laughed at.
What, Dr. Elcott, now wait a minute.
I told you.
Now, Dr. Elcott, this you told us that the overlords were actually friends of yours, college roommates of yours, that were made overlords automatically.
We had rediscovered the full texts of Hevner Elcott and reconstituted this religion in the early 1990s. At that time, yes, I was attending classes at California State College, California State University, Los Angeles, and I had a number of friends. I won't go into their names right now, but they are overlords now. One of them, of course, is One-Eyed Westerford. Another was Casper Unger. A few of the different overlord, Casper Unger, of course, a longstanding, overlord Snuggles Holmgren.
Who is
Gloria Grover? Gloria's overlord Shuggy. And overlord Shuggy, you said somebody came onto her? Well, Igor Corcoran, who was one of our initiates, yes, he was BB, brain blown. He kept moving on her, even after we initiated a slap around, which was an initiate level leveling. He'd be wandering in, and then he was wandering in Mind Jungle, and so we had to give him the slap around.
Wandering in Mind Jungle?
Meaning he's stupid.
Oh, Getty, you know the meaning of these things.
Yeah, because I read that tweet. All right, so getting back to the fact that you didn't make Overlord. So what's the next step here?
The next step is Elcott the next step, Phil. Elcott the next step. No, seriously.
I am being serious. The next step is always Elcott the next step. I'll have my time. I'll have my time in the barrel. I'll be loaded into the chamber. And when I am, and they finally pull the trigger, man, these suckers better run, because I'm not stopping for shit.
Well, there's a little bit of candor there from you, Dr. Elcott.
Well, I'm wearing thin. My patients are wearing thin on this thing.
Dr. Elcott, we wish you the best in becoming elevated.
I thank you very much.
And you haven't given up on Elcott, have you?
Why would I give up on Elcott the next step? It saved my life. It purified me. It disintegrated my ego. It dropped me into an alley where a dog lifted its leg to me. Why would I not want to have something to do with it?
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Elcott. Look at these people are all looking at me like I'm something that just dropped out of an elephant's rear end over there at the pen at the San Diego Zoo. No, you're not. No, you're not, Dr. Elcott. We appreciate you being with us here. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your taking time here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show to join us and to explain to us the what you've been up against, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. Dr. Elcott, seriously. Join me on Twitter, though. Yeah, join Dr. Elcott on Twitter, and also every Sunday at philhenryshow.com for Elcott, The Next Step. And, we'll be looking forward to another show this coming Sunday. Yeah, sure. I'm serious, man. Thank you all. I'm
I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.